Well, one of the best bits of news over the past couple of weeks is that one of Cambridge's favourite outdoor attractions has reopened. The Cambridge University Botanic Garden has finally been able to reopen its doors, and I'm joined on the line by Professor Beverly Glover. She is the director of CUBG. Beverly, good afternoon.
Hello, Neil. Thanks for having me.
No, pleasure. This must be great news for you, isn't it? You've been open a few days now.
Yeah, we've been open a couple of weeks, and it's just fantastic. It's been interesting to see the garden quiet and empty all these weeks, but it's really missed its heart and soul with no visitors there. And it's just lovely to hear people back enjoying themselves and to see them all having fun.
Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Because a little bit of me would say that actually all those public trampling around all over your lovely lawns. But it would be great in a 12-week period to actually be able to crack on and do all the stuff you need to do. But you're pleased to be back, are you?
Oh, definitely. So we did release weekly videos over the 12 weeks so people could see how the garden was growing. And sure, the plants have done well, the wildlife's enjoyed it, but it just doesn't feel right without people there. It's such a special place. And to see people come back and to talk to them, so many people have come back and wanted to talk and tell us about their experiences of the lockdown and of how much the garden means to them, how much they've looked forward to being able to come back in. It's really nice to see.
All right. Well, I mean, a lot of people are looking at this with trepidation. They're seeing the news. There's this talk of lockdown easing. If we do this and provided we do that, let's actually look at what provisions you've made and how people can be reassured about it. Let's talk first of all about visitors. When people turn up, how do they get there? How are you going to see them safely round?
Yeah, because this is all really important. People need to feel safe and comfortable so that they can relax and enjoy the visit. And that's been what we've tried to do, to make sure that you can almost forget the virus once you're inside because everything's been arranged to be safe and comfortable. So the first and the biggest thing that's different is that you have to book a ticket online now. You can't turn up anymore and just buy a ticket at the ticket office. And that lets us limit the numbers, control the numbers, and make sure that we can always have a number of people on site that's safe and that the site can manage. People won't feel squashed. So you have to go to the website. It's the same price. It's £5.50 for an adult. It's free for children 16 and under. You do your online booking, emails you a confirmation, and you turn up at the ticket office and you show that either as a printout or on your phone if you've got a smartphone. Mm-hmm. Now, when you arrive, you'll find that if there is a queue, and there isn't normally because we've limited the numbers and they're quite low, we've marked out some nice green painted leaves on the pavement for you to stand on 2.5 metres apart so you can keep your distance from other people in the queue. And when you do get to the front of the queue in the ticket office, there's a Perspex screen in place. The visitor services assistant has a two-way intercom, so she can hear you over the noise. And you just show your thing. She says hello, and then you're in and walking out into the lovely space of the garden.
And once you're in, is there like a recommended route, or are people free to wander?
So we wanted to keep it nice and easy inside, nice and relaxed. So there isn't a recommended route around the garden. You can wander as you please because the numbers are low and it's a 40-acre site. There's space for that to happen. But we have put in a few little one-way systems just at places where we thought it was a bit tight and people might feel uncomfortable. So, for instance, both of the entrance gates are open. That's the one on Hills Road and the one on Drumington Road. But we have separate exit gates, so people aren't passing two ways at those gates or in the paths leading to them. There are two new gates that people may never have noticed before. We're always there, open, and those are what you go out. So we've got separate exit gates. And just a couple of other little places on site where the paths are narrow, we've put in signage asking for a one-way route round that area. But mostly, you can go where you like, sit where you like, the benches are there. Enjoy the view and enjoy the stroll.
Fantastic. All right. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, I'm going to need to get a drink with it, because one of the things I love is to get something to eat or drink. And if they're going to do that, I'm going to need the loo.
Yep. Well, you're going to need both. I mean, the drink is the coffee is a key part of most people's visit. The coffee, the cake, the ice cream. I mean, I'd like to think they're all coming for the plants, but I know what matters. So our cafe is actually open as a takeaway only. The building itself is closed. They're doing takeaway through the patio doors onto the terrace, so you don't have to go inside. And again, there's a marked out queue with the green leaf. You'll see a lot of green leaf spray painted on the ground, so that you're well separated from other visitors. Again, they've got Perspex screening. They're only taking cards, so there's no cash handling. But you can get yourself a coffee or an iced coffee if it's a hot day like today, an ice cream, a cake, a sandwich. And there are loads and loads, of course, of picnic benches or benches to sit on or lawn all around the site. So you can then take those and sit well away from other people and have a rest. Now, you're right. After that, you may well need the loo. So we've thought hard about that. I think it's something that many people are anxious about on a visit. And we've only opened up our main set of toilets, which are behind the glass houses. those are a building with good ventilation. There's windows in each cubicle with the doors can be blocked open and so on. So there's lots of airflow. We've got extra cleaning. So our cleaners are coming in twice a day, morning and lunchtime, and doing thorough cleaning. And our own staff are doing hourly cleaning as well to top right. that up, just to touch points and so on. And again, there's another one of those queuing systems with the green spray painted leaves. So you keep your distance until it's time for you to go in. And then it's one person or one household into the toilets at a time.
Oh, that sounds like you've got that handled. Just coming back on the idea of tickets, I know that the National Trust have done a system whereby tickets are kind of released once a week. Is that how it works with you?
Yeah, that's exactly how we're doing it as well. So we release them on a Thursday morning at 10 o'clock and they're released for the following Monday to Sunday. So today we'll have released next Monday through Sunday. They're not selling out immediately. People are able to book really for most of the week. And one thing I'd like to say to people, because I know when you're planning a day out, the weather's a really important factor in this country, is that actually you can book the day before. You can even book on the day you want to visit if there are still tickets available. Some days there will be, some days there won't. But you can actually decide on the morning, oh, actually, it looks nice, we'll go. And if there are still tickets, you can book them that day. You don't have to do it a week in advance to get those tickets.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, let's look a little bit further ahead. I mean, you've got all these systems in place, and obviously we're monitoring government guidance very closely, the talk of a second wave and these sort of things. What about the summer events for next year? Are you kind of got, because people are going to miss those this year, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's sad, but we can't do our normal events this year. So normally we have the Sounds Green Summer Music Series with the Cambridge Summer Music Festival through July. And of course, that we can't do. We can't have that many people on site this year. So we're thinking that for the rest of this year, it's fairly low key. People just enjoying the walk around, enjoying the view, enjoying a chat with their friends. And we're hoping that for next year, we will be able to start putting those events on again. And we'll think about how we can do them differently, if we need to reduce capacity or spread them over a wider number of nights. But I think we're all in the same problem of needing a crystal ball, really, to know what next year looks like.
All right, well, we'll content ourselves with what we can do for now. For people who've not been to the gardens before, and knowing that some of your stuff sort of sometimes only flowers once every 100 years, what's on the plan for this season? What in particular should people look out for if they're coming down?
So actually, it looks amazing at the moment, Neil. I know I'm biased, but it is.
No, it does always look amazing. You're right.
So we've got some lovely annual wildflower meadows flowering at the moment. One we planted out by Hills Road and one that's in the centre of the garden. Those are looking spectacular and they're just full of bees and other insects as well. Those are wonderful to see. Our fen display is looking very good. So that's showing you the plants that grow in the fens. And I watched a grass snake in there at the weekend eating a newt. So if you've got a gory tree,
oh my goodness,
a nice place to be. The lake is amazing for families. Actually, the ducks are delighted to see children again. They'd forgotten what bread was. So that's a great place to be. And of course, we have 2,000 trees from all around the world. So if it's shade you're after on these hot days, there are lots of places where you can go and get some shade, sit under a tree and have a read or a relax. But actually, the amazing thing about the garden is the sheer diversity. So we have 8,000 species of plants. That's three times as many as grow wild in Britain. It's about the same number that you find wild in Madagascar. And so there's always something amazing to see, even if some of them are a bit slow in their flowering.
And that's the great thing about it, is you can book and you can visit and you can visit and you can visit and you can bet your life it's still not going to look like it did the last time you were here, and it won't look the same the next. I mean, it's great, isn't
it?
Lovely. Fantastic. Well, Beverly, it's lovely to talk to you. It's lovely to know that Cambridge has got its heart back and that it's back and open and the people can visit. And we just wish everybody down there all the best and good luck with it. And just enjoy the summer now, yeah?
Yeah, thanks ever so much. And we hope to see you there.
I'll be down. See you soon.